Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. The late Canon Tavan will long be remembered in this borough as a champion of Catholic education and the youth movement in Lambeth, especially in his younger days. He served, in fact, with distinction on the former Lambeth Education Committee, of which I had the privilege to be drawn the chairman in the 1994 to 98 council, where he represented the Catholic schools. And that he continued to be a part of the Education Committee until it changed to the current CYPS scrutiny. As parish priest in St Matthew's Westmoreland for 37 years, where I am a parishioner, he was prominent in the local community, in fostering Christian unity and also dialogue with other faiths. No one was ever really sure of his politics. He had friends in all political parties, but I would say this, that he was a man who was always on the side of those elected by the people who worked for the people, and that was something of his defining character. His knowledge of and affection for individuals and families in his parish was obvious, and in turn, he was important to them. He was, without doubt, the Good Shepherd, visiting parishioners in hospital, including, on one occasion, my son, Mrs. Wheeler's son, as well. Sorry. I think those of us who remember Father Devan will, and I know that Councillor Nazepi was in fact a pupil at Bishop Thomas Grant, where he was chair of governors, and she indeed attended his funeral. We'll remember him as having an unshakable faith in God and also showing great humility and courage in the face of illness, triple bypass and Parkinson's disease. The canon, as he was affectionately known, could be quite provocative and challenging about education in particular. And there was a famous meeting of the Lambeth Education Committee in about 1994, when the then Director of Education got so exasperated with his interventions that she famously said, "Will no one rid me of this turbulent priest?" echoing the words of King Henry over Thomas Becket in his book to my district. I think one final tribute that we managed as a council to give to Father Devan was to dedicate an unadopted road in West Norwood to be called Devan Way. And I think the officers weren't too happy about this because they thought it was wrong to dedicate a road to someone who was still living. However, with the help of former councillor Malone, I think West Norwood councillors managed to ensure that right prevailed. And in fact, in his retirement home in St Peter's residence, Canon Devan proudly displayed in his bedroom a big copy of the sign, Devan Way, which of course he said quite really should have been designated as a one-way street. as the mayor has already said, I guess the crowning highlight of his life was in fact the occasion when both our past mayor and Father Devan met His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI at St Peter's residence. And they had that wonderful occasion together, which is commemorated in a photograph in the mayor's parlour. So, finally, and in conclusion, I think we will always cherish our memories of a great citizen of Lambeth and his long service to our community. We'll miss his company, his compassion, his wisdom, and his wit. May he rest in peace.